This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin's 2026 Rustic Roads Guide is now available, highlighting some of the state's most scenic backroads and travel destinations. The annual guide, produced by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, features all 126 officially designated rustic roads in Wisconsin's five scenic byways. The Rustic Roads program began in 1973 and now includes more than 760 miles of scenic roads across 61 counties, including several routes in northern Wisconsin. Officials say the roads are meant to highlight Wisconsin scenery, history, and small-town character while encouraging slower, leisurely travel. Governor Evers says the program gives both residents and visitors a chance to explore Wisconsin's outdoor spaces and small communities in a unique way. Free printed copies of the 2026 Rustic Roads Guide are available through the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and a digital version is also available online. As many Wisconsinites prepare to travel for Memorial Day weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources are reminding people to drive safe, tow safe, and boat safe this summer. Officials say highways across the state are expected to see heavy traffic over the holiday weekend, including many drivers towing boats and campers. They say distracted driving and speeding contributed to more than 8,500 crashes on Wisconsin roads last summer. Alcohol-related crashes and boating incidents also tend to increase during the summer months. Drivers are encouraged to check trailer lights, tires, chains, and towing connections before hitting the road and make sure all cargo is properly secured. Boaters are also reminded to wear life jackets, watch weather conditions, and avoid operating watercraft while impaired. Officials say everyone shares responsibility for keeping Wisconsin roads and waterways safe during the busy summer travel season. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers is formally requesting a federal disaster declaration from President Trump for the damaging storms and floods from April. Wisconsin Emergency Management and FEMA estimate damages from April's storm at over $27 million. That includes assessments on over 1,000 residential properties and infrastructure damage. Evers is requesting public assistance for people in 19 counties and the Oneida Nation, public assistance for emergency work and infrastructure repairs. There's no timeline for a response to the state's request for federal assistance. The State Patrol will be watching drivers from the air this week in several parts of the state. Troopers plan flyovers on highways in Portage, Washera, Jefferson, Manitowoc, Eau Claire, and Door counties. From the air, pilots can spot speeding and aggressive driving more easily, then alert officers on the ground to make stops. The agency says the goal is to prevent dangerous behavior, not just hand out tickets. Officials also note they're announcing the patrols to encourage drivers to slow down and follow the rules. Home prices in Wisconsin are continuing to rise. A report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association shows the median price of homes increased 6.3% year-over-year in April, with a typical home costing $340,000. Home sales were still up 7.4% during the same time period due to a slightly lower mortgage rate. Experts say available housing needs to increase 62% to reach a balanced market. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Brewers and the Cardinals tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the Brewers and Cards. Game one yesterday was all about the Miz. Jeff Levering.
Struck him out. High heat at 103. First K of the day for Miz.
I mean, he's swinging when the ball's in the glove.
Burleson swings and misses. 103 again.
The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski threw 100 pitches in 7 innings on the way to a 5-1 win against St. Louis. 57 of those pitches over 100 miles per hour. A new major league record. Mizorowski asked, has he been working on his endurance?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, in the offseason, that was the focus. And, I think it came out better on the other side. So, yeah, I do feel stronger, but nothing crazy.
Did you have fun today?
Yeah, of course. It's always fun. I mean, it's always fun to play baseball.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It was magnificent.
one of the best performances I've seen in a long time.
Lefty Kyle Harrison gets the start tonight for Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and warm today. Our high right around 88 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 55 tomorrow. Mostly sunny, and it will be a little cooler. And there is a chance of an isolated shower or thundershower later in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.